This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The 100 Club of Central Texas is going to hold their 38th annual award ceremony virtually. It's coming up on Saturday, April 24th. There's also an accompanying online auction to help support the mission. And here to talk about the mission of the 100 Club Central Texas is Executive Director Graham Jones. Online, if you want to find out more about it, it's 100clubcentex.com. I should mention, Graham, that's the number 100, right?
That's correct. Clubcentex.com, you bet.
Graham, I appreciate you taking time to join us here on Inside Austin. Let's talk about the club a little bit, and then we'll get into the award ceremony here in just a bit. What is the 100 Club Central Texas? What do you guys do? What are you all about?
Well, first of all, thanks for taking the time to interview me today and show some interest in the 100 Club. Really appreciate it. The 100 Club was established in 1983 here in Austin by a couple of local businessmen. So we're going to be celebrating, you know, our 40-year anniversary in a couple of years. We're a nonprofit, so we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and really what our mission is fairly simple, but it's really important in my opinion. We provide financial assistance as well, and there's an emotional aspect to this too. But we provide financial assistance to first responders, and that's law enforcement officers, firefighters, EMS, emergency medical technicians, communication operators, otherwise known as dispatchers, when tragedy strikes. So if they're killed or injured in the line of duty, and one of those tragedies that we've obviously dealt with many over the years, if one of those tragedies occurs, the 100 Club steps in and provides financial assistance to the family or directly to the first responder during a critical incident. So, you know, that's really what we do. Is we like to say we're first responders for first response for first responders. So we're there for the folks that stand ready for us every day. That's really, in a nutshell, that's really our mission. We do a couple other things too. Just quickly, we provide scholarships for continuing education for all of our first responders as well. So we, for example, we have an awesome police officer that just graduated from his master's degree program here in Austin that is going to take that training back, you know, to the Austin Police Department. We help and really stay in contact. And I mentioned the emotional aspect. We stay in contact with the kids, with the children, the children of first responders who have been killed in the line of duty, and we maintain contact with them. We send them, you know, Christmas cards when they graduate from high school. We send them $1,000. So there's that piece, I think, which is really, really important. And we also provide some assistance to service animals, canines, and agency horses. We provided, for example, bulletproof ballistic vests for canines and those types of things. So there's a few special projects thrown in there, too. But that's really what we do. That's really our mission.
There's a lot going on there. Graham, what counties, obviously Central Texas, it's in the name, what counties do you serve geographically?
Sure. We have six counties. We have Bastrop, Bell, Caldwell, Hayes, Travis, and Williamson, which, you know, you probably know more about this than I do. But, I mean, I think I listed off the fastest growing area, you know, in the United States. So, you know, as far as housing and population. So we serve a very, very busy area of the state of Texas.
Now, let's talk about how important your mission is, because maybe a lot of us don't know. I certainly don't know, which is why I'm going to ask the question, and please forgive my ignorance when I ask it. What happens to the family when the worst happens to a first responder? And I'll just, for instance, theoretically, hypothetically, officer gets killed in line of duty. What kind of support exists? And I mean outside of the 100 Club Central Texas. Because in my mind, I assume there's an insurance policy. I think maybe that the city does something, maybe the union, but I'm only kind of guessing. What really happens for an officer's family if they, or a firefighter, if they get killed on the job? What happens to the family?
Well, I mean, I can tell you, unfortunately, from experience, I've retired as a director of law enforcement for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, which, you know, oversees the game warden force for the state of Texas. And, you know, throughout my career, almost 28 years in state law enforcement, I saw firsthand what the family, and let me just say, I would never even attempt to say I understand what the family's going through, but I did witness some of what the families are going through. And then I have seen it on the 100 Club side in a couple of different ways. I have been in 2001, I was with a family with the Texas Parks and Wildlife when the Houston 100 Club delivered a check to that family. And then I, as executive director, after taking over in April, after retiring from the state, unfortunately, provided, or, you know, I'm proud that we were able to provide the check, but it's a very unfortunate situation. In two situations, San Marcos PD officer Justin Putnam and then Bell County Deputy Sheriff Roden, Deputy Sheriff Roden, both in April, right after I took over here, I delivered both those checks along with our chair, Billy Bryan, and Kathy Gieselman, who's our vice chair as well. And so I've seen a couple of different angles of that. As you can imagine, it's worst case scenario. The last thing those families are concerned about right then is money. But money does, unfortunately, play a part. The bills keep coming. The car payment keeps coming. The mortgage keeps coming. A lot of times family has to be flown in from out of town. Everything costs money, as we all know. So that's really, in addition to being there and showing that compassion and empathy, which is extremely important because it's very genuine, you know, that money does play a role, and it plays an important role. There are, as you mentioned, some other avenues. There obviously is the state of Texas and the Department of Justice do step in financially. There are oftentimes unions and associations that these officers are firefighters or EMTs or communication operators or members of these organizations, which gladly also support financially and emotionally. But, the state and the federal payment, the big payments, take a while to happen. So, you know, we like to step in. A lot of times it's within the first 12 to 24 hours that we'll step in and we'll provide some financial assistance immediately. And of course, some of the other organizations like the unions will do that too. The costs keep coming, and so that's why we're there. But yeah, I mean, what the family goes through is absolutely heartbreaking. They've lost a father or a husband or a wife or a grandson, or it goes on and on. It's the most tragic situation you could possibly imagine. And so there we are, just to try to alleviate a small small piece of the stress and take a small piece of that stress away.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with the executive director of the 100 Club Central Texas. His name is Graham Jones. If you want to find out more, it's 100. It's the number 100. 100clubcentex.com. And Graham, you talked about the financial support, and just kind of paint a picture. Maybe the state, the federal, the union money comes later, but like you said, the mortgage is still due. Groceries still have to get purchased. Is that the kind of money when the 100 Club presents a check to the family? Is that what they're spending this money on? What else are they using it for?
Yeah, that's really day-to-day costs that need to be taken care of and bills that need to be paid. That's what they're using the money for. These folks have just lost their a parent in most situations, a parent or a spouse. So we get, like, for example, I mentioned Officer Putnam from San Marcos and Bell County Deputy Sheriff Roden. When we meet with the families and we deliver that check, You know, the last thing they need to hear from us is you know, a checklist of what are you spending the money on. But we know just through the history. I mean, I mentioned nearly 40 years that this organization's been around. We know that the money, where the money goes, and the money gets used, you know, on things that it deserves to be spent on. So, you know, we feel really good about that. And again, as I mentioned, I mean, especially the DOJ payment, that can be months away. So this, again, it's sort of our payment is designed to really, you know, fill in that gap and be a stopgap, just sort of an immediate need.
And, Graham, we've been talking about where the money goes. Let's talk about where it comes from for just a second. I think maybe this is an opportunity. Where do you get the money that you give to the families? And God forbid these people have to go through this, but it is unfortunately an eventuality of the world we live in that at some point you're going to be writing checks to families this year and next. Where does that money come from?
So the money comes from a couple of different sources. First of all, our members, you know, we're a membership-driven organization. So we have, you know, a strong membership base, and those members are lifetime members, or they're annual members, or business members. You know, we have a couple of different. For example, our annual membership is $100 a year. Our lifetime individual membership is $1,000 one time. We have three levels of business membership: $250, $1,000, and $2,500. And then, of course, we have donations and sponsors. You know, you mentioned our, and we can talk about this in a minute, but you mentioned our award ceremony and our online auction. You know, that's coming up soon. So we have donors and fundraisers. We have done golf tournaments and fishing tournaments and, you know, different events that we fundraise. And really something I'm super proud of is that we are audited every single year by an outside auditor. And, you know, we're at about 86% that our donated funds go to our programs. These programs that I've mentioned at the beginning of your show, about 86% of that goes to, you know, these families and these programs, scholarships, these different programs that we have. So that's something that, you know, the rest of it keeps the lights on and pays the CPA and pays our we have very limited staff. We have two full-time staff and one part-time staff member. So we're pretty lean, but again, our staff, and I want to mention our deputy executive director, Elisa Richards, and Autumn, who is our part-time employee. They're very dedicated. You know, they do this because they want to. And so, you know, again, this is a nonprofit organization, so we're really lean. So I'm proud of the fact that the far majority of what we bring in goes to our programs.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with the executive director of the 100 Club Central Texas. It's Graham Jones. Graham, let's talk about that, the award ceremony you've got coming up. Saturday, April 24th. Tell me about that. Where can we find it? Where can we take part? What's going to happen that night? What do we need to know about it?
Yeah, sure, and happy to talk about that. I think, you know, first and foremost, so last year, 2020, we don't like to mention 2020 for a lot of reasons, but sure. we were not able to have any fundraising events in 2020 as far as banquets or auctions or anything like that. So this year, we had to make a decision early on. We decided to make it virtual, obviously, for the safety of our first responders and everyone involved, and this decision had to be made a couple of months ago. So we're going to have a virtual award ceremony. It's going to air on April 24th at 7 p.m. It's going to be on our YouTube channel, and then also it's going to be on our Facebook page and social media pages, as well as our website. So we're going to get that out a couple of different ways. And then our online auction, which is our fundraising piece of this, will correspond with that. It'll kind of overlap a little bit. It'll start on April 21st. So the online auction starts April 21st and runs through April 28th. And there are some incredible, very exciting items on that auction. I don't know if you want me to mention a couple of those if we don't have time. But
no, we got time. Let's hear what are you using to raise the funds. Let's hear what we can bet on.
Sure. Well, and you know, again, as I said, we have this strong membership base, and that goes to our donors and sponsors and contributors. And so, first and foremost, we have a private lunch with John Paul DeJoria. That's going to be at his residence, you know, and he's going to cook there. His private chef is going to cook lunch. It's going to be a couple hours. And so if there's for two people, so if a couple of folks want to get together and bid on that and have lunch with John Paul DeJoria and make a business pitch to him or get some advice, business advice. I mean, you got him. You got a captain, captive audience for 2 hours with John Paul.
Yeah, he's like one of the 6 or 7 billionaires that live in town. That's probably
right.
He's probably got some wisdom he can share
every day, but I think he's still at the top of the list.
That's right.
And we have a couple other trips. We've got some. We've got an overnight hunting trip at the Powderhorn Ranch. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation has graciously donated. That's going to be lodging and guided hunt meals at the Powderhorn Ranch. That's going to be incredible. We've got a Twisted X Brewery private tour from the owner of Sprinter Van. We'll take 6 couples to Twisted X, give them a behind-the-scenes tour from the owner of the brewery, a great tasting, some swag, and then they're going to feed them lunch as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a guided fishing trip for 2 days overnight down at Rockport by fly fishing guide Chuck Neiser, who's been guiding down there for 40 years. So those are a couple of things. We've got a couple of pairs of handmade R. Watson boots. And the Austin community also steps in. I mean, we've got Garrison Brothers and Tito's and just all kinds of really exciting things to offer for that on that auction.
And is the information about that auction, is it up right now? Can people take a look at it if they want to take a look at it?
It's going to be up. It's going to be up soon on our webpage. We have a coming soon, but that's going to be up about the second week. We'll start teasing that out about the first second week in April, and then it'll be up live, as I said, on April 21st. And we're going to share that and post that via social media and then also on our website as well.
Fantastic. So the auction and award ceremony, that's Saturday, April 24th.
That's correct. And the auction will start on the 21st and go to the 28th, but the actual awards video award ceremony will be 7 p.m. April 24th.
And again, I'll give the website. It's the number 100clubcentex.com. Let's talk about those scholarships you mentioned earlier. Tell me again, who are the scholarships for, and what do they do with them? Who's eligible, and how can they apply?
Sure. If you're a first responder in Central Texas and our coverage counties, you can apply for a scholarship. Our scholarship committee just met, benefits committee just met, and provided 6. We're actually going to talk about these on our April 24th award ceremony as well, briefly, but we just provided 6 scholarships to different first responders that are working on their to finish either their college degree, to work on a graduate program, to take back to their agency so they can, share that knowledge with others. And so those scholarships that we just gave were in the amount of $2,500 apiece. So we gave 6 of those away, which we're really proud of. The scholarships, I get to see these applications, and this is the part of this job that I love. I get to meet all these different first responders and read about them and learn about them. And we've had a couple that have received multiple scholarships or just about done with their degree or their graduate degree. And they're so humble and so thankful and so gracious about it. And you read this in their application and their story. And we've had one that posted it on their social media once they graduated. So it's something that they're proud of, but we're more proud to be able to help them, provide some of that, some of those funds for their education as well.
Graham, your job must be like a regular roller coaster ride. I can imagine the highs are there, but I'll bet the lows are pretty low.
Yeah, it is. It's up and down for sure. And as I said, the almost 28 years in law enforcement prepared me for it, but there's not much really, to be honest with you, that prepares you, when you're there one-on-one with the family who's just lost their father or their spouse. I mean, there's nothing that prepares you for that. But again, I'm not trying to say that my grief is more or equal, nearly equal to what they're feeling. They're feeling a lot more than I am, but I'll tell you, as hard and as difficult as it is, being able to be there and provide that financial assistance to them in that tragic situation, as hard as it is, but being able to help them, that's why I'm here.
I saw on the website that you do animal memorials as well. Can you talk about that a little bit? What's that about?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to talk about that. We do, for example, a lot of times an agency will have a service animal, a horse or a canine, and, something will happen, either the animal could, and there have been situations when animals have been killed. But like, for example, Austin PD, they'll have a horse that dies. And then so we'll help We have some partners here in town that will help us with the memorial, and we'll provide the memorial, you know, for the stone memorial for the service animal. And, you know, those it sounds, you know, a little bit, maybe a little bit cheesy at times, but, I mean, those service animals have provided us a very important service as well, especially as it relates to officer safety and to outreach. I think the outreach aspect is something that we sometimes overlook. So, you know, that they deserve, and their handler deserves, you know, some recognition when those animals pass away. So we're really happy and honored to help with that as well.
And Graham, one of the other things I saw on the website was the 100 Club Central Texas was also helping out with equipment, including ballistic vests, and even canine vests.
We've helped out with ballistic vests over the years, and you know, there may be times when we're going to help out with ballistic vests again in the future. You know, especially some of these mid-sized and smaller agencies within our Central Texas area don't necessarily have the funds to purchase or, you know, to locate ballistic vests. And so what we do in those situations is we'll help fundraise or step in with a donation for those ballistic vests. You know, again, we see these situations all too often, and every law enforcement officer needs to have the latest ballistic vest, the latest technology possible. So we're very strong proponents of that.
And just to clarify, Graham, you're saying that there are cops on the streets that don't have bulletproof Kevlar. There are cops out there that don't have that as standard issue. Is that true?
There are some agencies that have had issues buying ballistic vests just because that it's, you know, it's a line item and it's something that's maybe that the law enforcement agency doesn't have the funds to purchase. What we do is we, you know, step in and we'll help those agencies. I think that we're seeing fewer and fewer law enforcement agencies actually officers on the street that don't have the option to wear a vest. I think, you know, again, this is something that there have been some grants in the state of Texas that have helped with this also. Yeah. So there's a couple of other players that help provide those vests. But, you know, again, that's something that we haven't done since I've been here, but we have certainly done that in the past. And if we became aware of, you know, a need, we would certainly look at that need and do everything we can to assist that.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with the executive director of the 100 Club Central Texas. That's 100clubcentex.com. It's Graham Jones. Graham, I saw on the website that in the past, and probably again in the future because of coronavirus, who knows what's going on these days, but in the past you've done Family Fun Day. What is Family Fun Day? Is there one coming up? Who's it for? Can you talk about the events, the activities of Family Fun Day?
We love, you know, you mentioned the highs and the lows. Well, the Family Fun Day is a high. And we actually, this year, over the summer, we took some kids out. These are kids of either injured first responders or children of first responders who have been, you know, killed in the line of duty. And so we take that group and we take them out somewhere and we'll feed them lunch. We'll have an activity. This year we took them fishing. We had a Yarrington aggregate out there in Hays County on 35 has some really nice fishing lakes out there on their property, and they rolled out the red carpet and set up tents, and we had lunch and cooked hamburgers, and then we got to witness a bunch of those kids catching their first fish, and that's what memories are made of. But the other thing is those kids are around other kids in those same situations, so you know they get to talk and network, and the spouses get to talk and network, and it's a club that no one really wants to be a part of, but nonetheless, you know, it's there, and we can't stick our head in the sand and act like, you know, those people aren't there. And I think that's something that I'm so proud of, is how we, the 100 Club, it's not just here's a check and, you know, we're out of there. We maintain that contact, you know, with the kids, with the families, and a lot of times we're on first name basis with those families. We get to know them. You know, we feel like they're part of our family.
And Graham, we've got about 2 minutes left here. Let's talk a little bit about that April 23rd and 24th Peace, Love, Happiness Charity Motorcycle Ride. Do you want to share information about that with us?
I do. The PLH, Peace, Love, and Happiness Motorcycle Ride, John Paul DeJoria and Gary Spellman, cannot say enough. If I, you know, those guys, what they do for, well, on an international level, but let's bring it back down to Texas. I mean, what they do for Austin, Texas, and for Central Texas is absolutely amazing. Their event sold out the quickest in history this year at a starting cost of $1,000 an attendant, and then up from there. And so the money that they raised for the 100 Club and for other charities, I can't say enough about them. They have literally donated tens of thousands of dollars to the 100 Club of Central Texas over the years. We're extremely grateful. And again, John Paul is going to donate a lunch for two from his private chef, and who wouldn't want that? So, just can't say enough about JP and Gary and PLH.
And Graham, what is it that Central Texas, what is it that Austin can do to support the 100 Club and the mission? Are you talking about donations or membership or volunteers to help with fundraising? What is it that if someone really wants to help, what can they do to do so?
Well, again, you can help in a myriad of ways, but I think the most important thing, we are a membership-based organization, so your membership helps us directly impact first responders and their families. So, I would ask that you would consider joining the 100 Club of Central Texas. If you see a first responder out there, tell them thank you. You see a firefighter, law enforcement officer, EMS, dispatcher, tell them thanks. Because, this is, as I mentioned, this is one of the fastest growing areas of the country. People are moving here. They want to raise their kids here. They're bringing their businesses here. They're doing it because it's a safe place to live and their quality of life is high. That's directly related to first responders. So I think we all owe them a big thank you.
And sometimes some of those jobs are fairly thankless at times, but I just mean police officers in particular. Sometimes they don't get the thanks that they deserve for the risk that they take on a daily basis.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah, it can be a thankless job for sure. The dispatchers, we don't think behind the scenes of what's happening and the stress related that those dispatchers go through. And that's another prime example of, they're a first responder too, and they have and deal with a lot of stress. So, we're there for them as well.
All right, Graham, we've got 30 seconds left. I'll give you the last 30 seconds. What was it we didn't get a chance to get to? What would you like to say to Austin and Central Texas?
I would just like to say that, Austin and Central Texas, thank you for supporting your first responders. Consider joining the 100 Club. The first responders are there for all of us and there for you, and we need to be there for them. And so just please consider joining the 100 Club of Central Texas.
All right, that's Executive Director Graham Jones, the 100 Club of Central Texas, 100, it's the number, 100clubcentex.com. Graham, I appreciate you taking the time here on Inside Austin.
You bet. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.